and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pad Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Today, I am speaking with modern-day messenger Rasha. For myself, I am an international transformational teacher as well, author and intuitive. I work with individuals and groups providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I've written the book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and I've taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. My customers tell us that their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, the Merkaba meditation, for over 15 years and released a guided CD version of the same name and also wrote the book Beyond the Flower of Life. It is my privilege to sponsor other teachers and to bring them to you each week on Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Today, our very special guest is Rasha, as I said earlier, a modern-day messenger and the author of the book Oneness. This book, Oneness, has become an international spiritual, underground spiritual classic, a book that's been passed from friend to friend and has been spread by word of mouth all over the world, selling over 50,000 copies. Rasha has worked as a courier of divine guidance for over 20 years. In the early 1998, she began an incredible dialogue with the universal presence known to her as Oneness, the divinity that we all share. And many people refer to her as God, this divinity of oneness. Word for word, she has transcribed thousands of pages of information for all of us, like a secretary taking dictation. The teachings of oneness give us a whole new level of understanding of the mystery we call life. This material is calibrated vibrationally to empower us and to help us take a quantum leap into our own inner depths and totally transform our lives and our world. By the way, Oneness is available on Amazon.com. Do be careful that you buy the one written by Rasha, as there are other books titled with the same name. Rasha awakened to her own inner calling as a divine messenger in 1987. Her spiritual teachers emerged from within her, and the years that followed were taken step by step through the sacred journey to oneness and through the unprecedented change that are shaking the foundation of our world today. As a spiritual teacher with a life-changing message, Rasha has dedicated her life to addressing the global spiritual awakening that is the hallmark of these times. Rasha is not affiliated with any established spiritual path, religion, or guru. Instead, her teachings are universal and focus on the personal experience of the divinity within us. This is something that we teach as well. Rasha has a website called www.onenesswebsite.com. That's onenesswebsite.com. That offers lots of free programs that you can sign up for and a beautiful flash movie that you can watch either on her website or on YouTube. Rasha describes herself as an incurable world traveler. She's been living in South India for the last 9 years, and it's been our good fortune to catch her while she's touring in the USA. Please join me in welcoming Rasha to our show today. So thank you for being with us, Rasha.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
The big question is, how can a person tell when they've connected with the divine essence that you call oneness?
There are very distinct clues that we are given. So we can tell, although everyone's experience of oneness is different, of course, but there are a lot of spiritual experiences that people can have. When you have experienced oneness, there is an all-pervading feeling of well-being, and you are focused in your heart. So it's not a matter of receiving information or anything to do with your mind. Oneness refers to this experience as the taste. This is something that happens to many people when they're in meditation, or walking in the forest, or smelling a flower in prayer. These are the moments when you know you've been touched by something for which there are no words, something indescribable, and it feels holy. That's the taste. Once you've had that taste, all considerations of like whether or not you believe in a higher power just go out the window, because it's not a matter of believing. At that point, you know.
You know, that's a really good point. And people say to me, well, then you must have to trust in your higher self, because this is one of the things that I teach. And I say, no, you don't have to believe in anything. You know. And there's a huge difference there.
And this is an important point for people to realize, because there's a lot of stuff out there. And there's a lot of different experiences people can have. You can go into many kinds of altered states. But when you've connected with the divinity within you, it's an experience of the heart. You are actually experiencing a higher octave of your own self. It's an expansion. And you have a glow inside that is, there are no words for it. It's indescribable. And
I like what you say, a higher division of yourself. And I like to tell people that it's the version of you that's fully plugged into God and hasn't forgotten.
And I love the way you said that, too, because this is not something that's new. You're remembering from someplace that's timeless, that's within you, and it feels familiar and kindred and safe.
So how does one attract this oneness?
It's like any relationship. You are building a relationship when you are opening to oneness. When you're in a relationship, you spend time with it. This is not something you do once in a while when you've got nothing better to do. This is something that you program as an important part of your life. So whether you have a meditation practice, or whether you chant mantras, or whether you sing songs or light candles on an altar, whatever it is that kindles your inner flame, this is something that you program yourself to do, and you do it first, not after everything else is done. When you get into that type of routine, what they call sadhana, which means a spiritual practice, you have, in a way, prepared the soil to receive the seed, and the seed is that divine essence within you. You're cultivating something within yourself.
So you recommend that a person find a practice that works for them and then develop a commitment to it.
Yes, to make a commitment to themselves that their spiritual life is something important to them. So whether or not you decide to spend hours a day meditating, which personally I think that's a wonderful thing to be doing, whatever it is that works for you, do it and do it consistently. And the results will blow you away when you focus your attention on the spirituality within you. Because, as I'm sure you know, the focus of your attention is the key to everything. Where you place your attention is going to determine where you go with this adventure that we're all exploring, this discovery of the divinity within us.
One of the things that I have noticed over the last 10 years is that it's easier for an individual, even somebody who's not done any kind of meditation or spiritual practice, but it seems like it's much easier, and I feel the veils are thinner now than they were 10 years ago. So the effort that's put forth today reaps bigger rewards than what was put forth before. Do you find this to be true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've put your finger right on it. Because what is happening in these times is we've been given a huge leg up on this ride. Everything is energy. And there's energy flooding this planet that is helping us to make these quantum leaps that might have taken lifetimes. We can do in a matter of years, if we learn to ride the wave, and it is a wave of energy. So in these times, it's not necessary for a person to be sitting in a cave in the Himalayas for years and years in order to have these kinds of breakthroughs. Everyone can have it because we are in a different octave vibrationally. We're in a different dimension than we were when this was something that happened to one in a million. This isn't for one in a million now. This is for all of us, and it's possible.
But that part's really, really exciting. So how does one prepare himself to have this kind of experience?
You prepare yourself by consistently doing your meditation practice, by making it a priority in your life, by knowing that there is more to be had, there is more to be experienced than everything that's going on around you. And the amazing thing is that when you start to focus in this way, what's going on around you doesn't touch you as much, because this is a frenetic world these days. And even though people are spiritual, it still can be a little bit crazy. So when life is difficult, if you've trained yourself to become centered, to focus on that sacred space within, somehow you feel like no matter what's going on in the world or going on in your personal life, it's okay. You're going to be fine. And that's a wonderful safe space to be in these times. So to prepare yourself to have this experience really is like, it's like going to the gym. You learn to train that muscle of automatically focusing on the divinity within, putting your attention there, and doing it consistently. And when you do, fasten your seatbelt, because it's quite a ride that you've committed to have. It's an incredible journey. And people all over the world are doing this and discovering aspects of themselves they never dreamed of. Quite an amazing time we've decided to be born in.
In my own experiences, I have noticed that when people are unhappy or upset and they come at you with their unhappiness or their frustration, the emotion that they're coming at you with is almost like, huh, I wonder what that is. Because you're not feeling it as much as you're noticing, because you're so in your heart, it doesn't seem to matter. And this is kind of what you were describing when you said that no matter what's going on, you really are in a place of inner bliss, so that the outer activity does not require an emotional response other than love.
Yes, it doesn't rock your boat. Like, people don't react when they're in their center. You see it, and it may be unpleasant, and the person may be attempting to push your buttons, but it doesn't have to push your buttons. You can choose to let it go. And when we train ourselves to do that, we are actually releasing the electromagnetic charge within us that would draw those kinds of experiences to us again otherwise. Have you noticed that the same sort of thing happens over and over again? Sometimes most people have these kinds of experiences a lot of times, different names and faces, but the same sort of thing happens. This is energy seeking to be released. When people are jabbing you and being difficult with you, this is energy within you that is seeking an expression. So the secret to transcending those patterns is to let it go, to not react, to feel it, for sure, to feel it, and then consciously choose not to put a log on the fire you're trying to put out. And that's a powerful clue. I think somehow Oneness wanted us to go into that direction, because I'm not sure that was one of the things I was going to say. But this is important.
It's an interesting concept. As I look at it, I see two expressions of what you're talking about. One expression is observing another coming at you and not reacting, not feeling the charge at all, because you have this place of great grace and connection that you're surprised even at yourself for not reacting. And then the second thing that you are saying is, it doesn't hurt to be aware of what triggers you, so that when those buttons get pushed, you can play and not react, because we always have a choice. We always have the ability to change the reality by how we interact with it.
Absolutely. What you've described is the state that people get to ultimately when all of this energy has been released. At that point, you no longer feel it. If someone is being a jerk and is being mean, it doesn't even affect you ultimately. But at first, most people have residual energy on those issues. So what you want to do is get to the point where you don't feel it. In fact, you do feel it most of the time, but you have a choice in that moment. You can draw your sword and run into battle and get to be right about it, about how wrong that person is, or you can choose to pass and let it go. You felt the energy. That's all it takes to get it released. You don't have to go in there and express that energy in an emphatic way, which in fact would build the energy and create more of the same for you. And the difference is subtle. And this is a core teaching from the oneness material of how to release the energies that are attracting what they call unwanted outcomes. Because you know it's all energy. Everything is energy. When things happen, you've attracted that category of experience to you for a reason. It's supposed to push your buttons. It's not an accident. And if you think about it, that sort of thing happens a lot to most people. That's called your life theme. The kinds of things that happen over and over and over again. That's your life theme. It's all about the expression of energy. Once that energy is expressed, you no longer have that category of vibration with which to attract that category of experience and that category of pattern.
What I have found is that some kinds of practices, some kinds of meditations put you in the state where something that used to push your buttons doesn't, which I think is quite incredible.
It means you've
remarkable.
You've progressed. You've gotten
to
the point.
You're not using your mind
to
resist an emotion. Instead of using your mind to resist an emotion and make a choice, you're in a state of somebody so clearly, so the state of bliss is so clear that there is no charge on anything, even if there were when you were in your lesser state, you know, and the person can float in and out of that place of bliss.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm thinking how, you know, certain things can keep most people, certain situations do not trigger people, but there may be one last residual category that gets you to react. And then if you know what that is, you could choose to pay attention to it. So when it does come up, you could take a deep breath and exhale and say, you know what? I didn't like that, but I'm okay, and I don't have to react.
That's it. That's it. Perfect. Consciously choose to not react. Let it go. You felt it. You've seen it. You know it's there. But there's no need to have to be right about it. That's how to shift these patterns. What you're describing of non-reaction, that is ultimately what we all want to get to, that place. But most people aren't there yet. Most people are still at the place of getting their buttons pushed sometimes. So these teachings are about how to get to the state that you've described, how to get to the place where it doesn't faze you at all if someone else is doing something that's inappropriate. And then you are in that sublime state. Then you're ready to open those doors and to take the quantum leap into divine connectedness. And ultimately, to hold that focus, to be there, to be that. People often ask me, like, what's it going to be like? What's going to happen in these times? When everybody's waking up, are we all going to freak out at the same time? What's it going to be like? And I asked that question to Oneness, and they said that in these times we're going to be eased into this gently as a mass of humanity because they don't want everybody having extreme experiences at the same time. So Oneness describes what happens as kind of like a wave on the shore. You're standing on the beach, the wave comes, your toes are in it, you know you're in something magical, but it doesn't stay. It doesn't last. And when you're standing back on the beach, you're thinking, oh my God, what just happened? That was incredible. I wish I could stay in that space. And then the wave comes again. This time you're in it, kind of up to your ankles, and then up to your knees. Gradually, with time in between to integrate these powerful, intense experiences, we are going to be eased into oneness with that ocean. We're going to be in it up to our neck. We're going to be in it over our heads. But even at that point, there's still a you, and there's still an ocean, until finally you dissolve into that ocean. And it's so subtle when it happens. But at that point, there's no longer a difference between you and oneness, because it is all one, and it is you. It's you looking through the same eyes, in the same body, in the same script, interacting with the same people, but it's a different perspective. That's what it's going to be like. And that, I am told, is our birthright in these times. This is what's going to happen. But it's going to happen gently and with grace and with ease and with a lot of humor. Plenty of space in between to digest it. So don't expect, if you're going to satsangs or sitting with a guru or something, that somebody is just going to flip your switch and suddenly the light goes on and you're going to be enlightened. It does not work like that. This is something that happens very gently and gradually, so that you become acclimated to these energies.
Rasha, a messenger of divine oneness. Her website is www.onenesswebsite.com. And it's one word, O-N-E-N-E-S-S, website, W-E-B-S-I-T-E.com. You've been listening to Maureen St. Germain on Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Our guest today, Rasha, her book, Oneness, will give you the chance to have amazing experiences just while reading her book, Oneness. You can find that there will be encodements in her book, and we want you to have those experiences. So do go out to Amazon.com and buy yourself a copy. You will be thanking us later. You are listening to Maureen St. Germain. I thank you so much for being with us. Make sure you check out our website, MaureenStGermain.com, MaureenStGermain.com, for your free downloads of meditations and information that's useful to you, and sign up for our newsletter. Thanks for being with us.